The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
What happened? So I'm going to be talking about the increase today because I'm optimistic that something is going to change. And I'm talking about all-round increase. I'm talking about your finance. I'm talking about your spiritual growth, your spiritual life. I'm talking about your health. I'm talking about everything around you. I'm talking about your studies. There is going to be massive increase, says the Lord. And so you get set. One of the ways to respond to this meeting is that you must be very active, because I will come to you by teaching and interlace it with some impartations. So I'll be teaching, I'll be saying some things to you. Hallelujah. Things will be happening to you in this meeting. Hallelujah. We're talking about the increase. One of the things I said that day, and I'm going to start from there today, is that increase is God's will for you. I say it again. Increase is God's will for you. You see, in God, you are permitted to start small. Now, as a matter of fact, I told you, everything that God does starts small. Everything that God does starts small. From salvation, which is the model of everything that God does, okay? From salvation to every other thing God will do, will start small. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 31, Jesus told them a parable saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof." So you see the parable of the mustard, of the kingdom of God, using the mustard seed as an example. It starts as a small grain, but then it will end up big. So everything that God does, he starts in a small way. So you are permitted to start small, but you are not permitted to remain small. Are you what I'm talking about? It is God's order that things start small. The one problem our generation have is that nobody wants to start small. Everybody wants to come out big. It's not a sin. It's not a crime. In fact, if you're starting small, you are in order. Think of salvation. It was one man that was raised from the dead, the firstborn, remember? And then through him, many sons came to glory. It always starts with a seed. It always starts small. But it's not permitted to remain small. Are you still here this evening? So it's okay to start small, but increase is what God will want you to have. In Psalm 71 and verse 21, Psalm number 71 and verse 21, the psalmist was writing, and I love this passage very well. I showed that you can start small, but you will not end small. He said, "Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side." The psalmist was talking. He said the Lord will increase his greatness. It's not just that the psalmist will be great, but the Lord will increase that greatness. In Psalm 115 and verse 14, see, talking about increase, Psalm 115 and verse 14, I've led us to pray with some of these scriptures over time, but let's read it again. He says, "The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children." That's a good place to say amen. He will increase you more and more. And so increase is in God's plan. It's what God does. It's what God does. And that powerful scripture that I like teaching us from, Job chapter 8 verse 7. Oh, I love this scripture very well. The book of Job chapter 8 verse 7. These are powerful Old Testament texts. And it tells you that these guys really understood that God is a God of increase. He said, "Though thy beginning was small," he said, "yet thy latter end should greatly increase." So it's God's plan and order that your beginning can be small. So your beginning is permitted to be small, but your latter end should greatly increase. And so if at this point, like I said, this smallness only becomes bad when it stays for a long time. Shall I say it again? It's okay to start small. It's okay for things not to be the way you want them to be at the beginning. It is only a foolish man, you see, that quits because things don't look as big as he wants them to be at the moment. So it's
okay for it to be small. It's a crime for your letter. The Bible said Jesus increased in wisdom. Jesus' life was that of increase. He increased in wisdom, in stature. He had an all-round increase. In Acts chapter 16 and verse 5. This will help you. For instance, you're a pastor, you are called to start off anything, and you are scared of starting small. They are not ready to do things God's way. You don't climb a tree from the top. You go from ground. I get the point. You don't climb from the top. It's okay to start small. And you see, if you have any friend that despises small beginnings, detach from that person. You get the point? The person is not a good person. You should be able to appreciate that things can start small. Now, one of the most beautiful things I enjoy as a pastor over the years, it has been being involved in people's life progressively. Some of you I know when you were in secondary school. I watched you write WAEC. You get the point. I know when you could not afford 10 naira. I know when we used to give you 30 naira to enter bus. Then gradually, you get into school. I'm glad to be involved in your life progressively. I get the point. I know when you could not afford 100 naira. I know when all the gift and seed you can ever sow was 500 naira. But then, it's okay to start small. I used to hear this evening. But the plan of God is that your letter end should increase. This talking about the churches, because I just talked about ministry now. He said, and so your church is established in the faith and increased in number daily. So if you're a minister, it is God's will that your church, your ministry, should increase in number, not in the word only. Bible tells us in the book of Acts chapter 19, it says, so mightily grew the word and prevailed. So there is plan. God wants the word increased. But that don't just stop there. They also increased in number every day. So increase is the will of God for any venture. In Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19, you see the prophet talking about this in his own 30 verse 19, not 19 verse 5. Chapter 30 verse 19. Shamaleko rapatesia kabahada. He said, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Let's see again. He said, out of them, that's supposed to be you, amen. From you, there proceed thanksgiving. The voice of them that make merry, so there is no sadness anywhere around you. He said, and I will multiply you. He said, you shall not be few. He said, I will glorify you. You shall not be small. Shall not be small. So, you can start like that. So, let me clear this. Let me make this simple, as simple as it can be. It is okay to want to be more. It's okay to want to be big. It's okay. It's not, you're not being greedy by wanting your company to become the number, to become big. When are you being greedy for wanting to have a church that is large in number and still grounded in the world? You're not being greedy. You're not out of order. Are you getting the point? Now all the clients you have only 5 or 10. It's not bad. It's not a sin to want to have 100. Your earning now, your earning is around 30, 50, 100,000. It's not a sin to want to have more. Don't feel bad for wanting more. When you're wanting more, you are in God's order. Listen, when you're wanting more, you are in the will of God. It's okay to want more. It's okay to seek for more. It's okay to want increase. It's okay to want more money. How many of you know that wanting more money does not mean you're serving mammon? I've explained what mammon means to us, right? It doesn't mean you're serving mammon. Neither is wanting more money covetousness. Covetousness is to covet someone's own. It's when you want to take somebody's own. I don't want anybody's own. I want my own. And it's not a sin to want more. Hallelujah. So you can have a poor start and still come out strong. I give an example with the man Jephthah. In Judges chapter 1, chapter 11 rather. Judges chapter 11 and verse 1. Balekora. It says, and Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor. That he was the son of an harlot and Gilead begat Jephthah. So you see, in introducing this man, you already see a poor start. The mother
was a harlot. There was a bad family background. And some of us come from such families. Hallelujah. How many of you know that your family, I've kept saying this, your family can be a limitation. And it can be a leverage too. Hope you know that. You say, where you come from does not matter. Well, that's a lie. Where you come from matters. Say, who your father is does not matter. That's a lie. Who your father is matters. Your family can be a limitation. Your family can be a leverage. Hallelujah. Are you getting the point? Some of the schools, I keep joking with this. Some of the schools you went to was because of the kind of family you came from. That's not something to feel bad about, but it's the truth. Are you getting the point? So this guy already had a poor start by the mother being a harlot. Look at verse 2. He says, Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah. So they threw him out and said unto him, thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. So because of that family background, he lost everything he was supposed to inherit. So this man grew up without having anything, no land, nothing, never stray. So they took whatever that was his. Jephthah fled from his brethren. So he left the land, he left the houses, he left everything that was due him, because he was the son of a harlot. Dwelt in the land of Tob, and there were gathered vain men to Jephthah, and went out with him. Vain men. You know, this goes to explain what I said initially. That a family you come from can affect a lot of things. It can even affect the relationships you have. Look at the kind of men that came to him. Vain men. Put up like NLT of this verse. Vain men. He just said they are vain men. Worthless rebels. So because of that, everything was just growing worse. First, the son of a harlot. Second, they trust you out. Third, you now attract idiots around you. And your start can be that bad. But look at verse 4. And it came to pass in process of time. I love process of time. I love process of time. And I don't know about you, I believe in the process. You know, that's why I said it can start small. In process of time, children of Israel, Ammon made war against Israel. Okay? And it was so that when children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah. The same man they threw away, they went to the land of Tob to bring him. In verse 6, he says, and they said unto Jephthah, come and be our captain, that we may fight with the children of Ammon, and the rest they say is history. Because he became their leader over time. The same man they threw out in the process of time. It's okay to start small. It is possible to start small but have a great start, a great ending. Hallelujah. It is possible to start small. It is because I know some people are getting discouraged because you feel now like this, you go there, they know we will not stay like this forever. This is the beginning. Hallelujah. It's not going to end like this. And so it's possible to start small, make mistakes at the beginning. Because I see some people, you made mistakes. You've made some mistakes at the early start, at the early part of your life, early part of your ministry. You've made some wrong choices. You've made some wrong decisions. You've made some wrong calls. You've made some mistakes. It's okay. It's not the best, but you can have a poor start and have a great ending. Hallelujah. Now, let me bring you to this year. Even if your start this year was bad, hallelujah, you can have a great ending of the year. There can be increase. What I mean, even if the beginning of this year was filled with maybe lack, tough times, challenges, whatever you call it, your end can be great. You can come out big. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I said something that day. I said, you must learn, first of all, I said, to aspire and strive for excellence. Like I said, it's okay to want to be more. How many of you want to be excellent at what you do? If you stay around me, you should know that it's me. I want to get the best of what I do. And you should want to get the best of what you do. It's okay to strive for excellence. And I said something on that day. I want to repeat it again. There are things I call beckonings of growth. I think you remember this. There are things that once you begin to see in your life, it is time to increase. It's increase calling. When you begin to sense in your life, it's time to change level. You see, some of the things that you fight as demon, are not really demons. It is growth calling. It's increase calling. Because you learn at the end of this teaching that there are steps you need to take. But then, you should know when increase begins to come. You know, the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6. The Lord told the Israelites, he said, you have dwelt on this mountain for so long. He said, break the camp and advance. Many of us stay at the same spot. I say it's okay to start small, but it is wrong to stay small. I said again, it is okay to start small. It is wrong to stay small. Hallelujah. I'm talking to a student in this place who has just finished first year, but your result was nothing to write school about. I mean, to write home about. Hallelujah. Nothing to write school about. And you are done with first year, done with second year. So you are thinking of how it's going to be. It's possible to have that kind of rocket start and still end great. And I'm not encouraging you. I'm telling you what I've seen happen over time. There are steps you can take from today and finish strong. Are you what I'm saying? There are steps you can take from today. I've had people come in their first year and they tell me, sir, I am so sure. They'll be crying that in my final year, I'll have an extra year. You know, sometimes when you are done with first year, you're looking at your GP. It cannot flash MTM to MTM. You know, it's 0 points. It can't even flash. It will convert it to airtime. And some people come out with that kind of GP in their first year, and the school will write you a letter. Now, I'm not telling you what does that happen. They'll write you a letter and say, we advise you that you withdraw and write jump. You know it happens. You've not seen it before. They write letters to you. Thank God they didn't write to you. Amen. That's what I don't know. But it happens. Even if that's your start was poor, your letter end can be bigger than that. So there are sometimes you notice that increase is calling. And when increase calls, what do? You respond to it. One of the things I normally tell people is, when you begin to have a feeling of discomfort with your current level, when you begin to feel this discomfort with where you are, you begin to feel, I should have left here by now. You just begin to feel uncomfortable with what is happening around your life now. You see, you are not wrong to feel that way. God is trying to say, it is time to break the camp and advance. Hallelujah. When you begin to feel that discomfort. And another thing that will happen, and you know increase is calling. When you begin to notice that some of the things you thought were impossible suddenly begin to look possible to you. When you sense that possibility, one strange, sometimes nothing has changed on the outside, but then somehow in your heart you just feel this is doable now. And I used to tell, whenever I get this point, I always tell this story. When we started here, when we started here in Enugu, and don't think it's many years ago, recently. So, the first hall we got, I was talking to the ministers, for just talking to them about it. First hall we got, what we paid, what we were asked to pay every month was, what's that month again? 3,500 every month. And so 3.5 times 12 will be what? Huh? Just answer it and fail it. It's okay. It's okay to fail small. Okay, so 42,000. And we couldn't even pay it for 1 year. So we began to be paying per month. 3.5. Hallelujah. And at the time we felt okay, we could do something more. And I'm saying this because I talked about when you begin to see the things that were impossible. So we left that place and then we were looking for a hall. And then we got to a hall and they told us how much they even said that hall was. How much? No, before that, we got to a hall. I found a hall that was about 400 and something thousand. The way I looked at those people and left, I left defeated. Wounded, beaten. They didn't say anything. They didn't beat me. They just said the price. I couldn't conceive. And so, well, we stretched a little, and we did 84,000. Now, less than 1 year after that, we are in a hall that is way bigger than what we could even conceive as possible. Because it just goes to a time I began to see, and if when we were saying we are going to leave that place to get here, we didn't even have the money. You know, if I say you don't have the money, you don't feel maybe they had some. But there was this feeling, I just knew that this will be possible. Hallelujah. When you begin to feel that that house you never thought you would be able to get, something in your mind is not telling you we can actually get this house. Talking to somebody, amen. You begin to feel, initially when they talk about getting an office, you now say, Jesus Christ, 500,000 for an office. But now when they say it, you see it like, okay, we can actually do it. Growth is beckoning. Are you getting the point? Growth is beckoning. What I'm saying is, it is God that puts that possibility in your heart. That sense of we can do this now, it's God that put it there. You used to distribute to just one state, but somehow you begin to see the possibility of covering five more states. Growth is calling, increase is beckoning, and I'll teach you to respond to it. Respond to it. Your minister normally used to hold meetings of 30 people, 50 people, but suddenly you begin to see not just faith, but suddenly you begin to see that we can actually get 500 people in this meeting. You just begin to know it just, you sense that possibility. God planted it there. It is increase that is coming, and learn to respond to it. Learn to respond to it. But I'm talking about your experience today. Some of you, there are things that you've done in the past, and suddenly you are seeing we can do more. You are not wishing. God planted it there. You're not wishing. Are you getting the point? You're not imagining things. You are not wishing. God puts that feeling there. And I tell you, under God, I agree with what is in your heart and your spirit, man, that you can actually do more. You can do more. You can. That feeling, that beckoning of growth there. That in that, it's beginning to see some things that are impossible as possible. Sometimes you begin to get tears in your heart. Begin to sense it in your heart that sometimes it's not even a feeling or is there anything, but you just get this tear in your heart that we can do more. We can do more. Am I talking to somebody this evening? Just, we can do more. We can do better than this. We can do better than this. We can. We can. This same Zoe conference you are planning this year, money we are budgeting to pay for the hall for the first day of the program, the first day, is more than everything we used to plan the first Zoe conference times two. You didn't get that? If we are going to pay 10 naira for the first day of Zoe this year, what we spent to host the first Zoe conference, the whole hosting, the hall, the instruments, the lights, the decoration, the honorarium, was not up to 5 naira. But then, after some time, we just saw that, see, we can do more. If you sense that in your heart now, you are not wishing. God put it there. That steering is from God. And I dare you to respond to it. I dare you to respond to it. God put that thing there. You can do more. There can be more. And so, whenever you sense it, respond to it. And I'll tell you how to respond to such things. But if I get to that, I won't tell you. You see, one of the reasons why many of us have not really seen growth or seen increase is because, how do I put this now? We are not ready for it. And I'm going to show you, because you have to be ready for it. Because one of the things I learned from my spiritual father, and he said, every growth starts from personal growth. And one thing my pastor will always say, you say, life adjust your size. Life will always adjust. You see, Bible said, as a man thinketh in his heart. And so, your preparation, because every growth starts from personal growth, your preparation will determine what will happen to you. And so, when you begin to see sense some of these things in your heart, the first thing to do is begin to prepare yourself personally. You begin to invest in things like your spiritual growth, invest in prayer. Invest in the world. Begin to invest your spiritual growth. And let me say this to you. Any day you sense a need for increase, begin to invest in your spiritual growth. Let me tell you why. A man of God said, it's funny, but it's not totally doctrinally correct, but it's true. He said, every new level has a new devil. Have you before?
Every new level has a new devil. There is a fresh challenge you have to at every spot in life. So when you are preparing for that increase, and that increase finally comes, if you don't have that spiritual stability, you could lose it. Or you could face things that will come at you. You know, you're praying, Father, I need more, we need more clients. You see, some people are going, you know, you're fighting with people. You don't need to know it. But there are children of Satan in this world. Do you know? Satan has many children. He has many people who has possessed their hearts, and they are doing business in the same place you're doing business. And you think they will ignore you and say, you see, let me tell you, the Bible never says you should ignore the devil. Do you know why you don't ignore the devil? Because the devil does not ignore anybody. Let me calm down. The devil cannot ignore you. You think it's just Satan? I will not disturb him more. He just mind his business. No. Satan is a prognoser. He will prognose into your affairs. And so the Bible didn't say ignore the devil and he will leave you alone. It said resist the devil. And so you need some kind of spiritual stamina for every new level. And so one of the things that increase will demand of you is personal growth. Starting from your spiritual growth. You begin to invest in the world, you begin to invest in prayer. Let's say the pastors, whenever you begin to sense our church should get bigger, invest in your personal growth as a pastor. Because you know, more members means more work. Hope you know that. It means more work. More members means a longer prayer time for you. Initially, you had 5 members. You could just take them 1 hour or 30 minutes. You're done praying for them. More members means more work. For me, anytime the Lord begins to lay your hearts, we need to come to create more centers. It means more work. It means more prayer. It means more everything. More members means more structure. What it means is that you will now be teaching more often than before. You have to teach the choir, teach the ushers, teach workers, teach everything. So you must invest in your personal growth, starting from your spiritual growth. Because life, like my pastor always say, will adjust to your size. You cannot have more increase than you are. Get the point?
Yeah, I'm coming to that.
And so, spiritual growth. Other growth, for instance, you can invest in, when you begin to sense that beckoning of increase, is intellectual growth. Intellectual growth. Intellectual, you begin to build yourself intellectually. Let me give you an example. I'm not going to use as an example. You're a footballer. And then you begin to sense you've been playing for Urologo Football Club. You know them, right? And you begin to sense in your heart that it's time to leave this club. I tell you the first thing to do. Begin to invest more in prayer. When you are done, invest more in that your skill. You get the point? Do you need to read books on that? Do you need to take some courses on that? Do you need to put in motion? Invest more intellectually. You get the point? You're a singer. You feel the Lord is saying to you as I'm talking now. It's time to take this your singing thing to the next level. It's time to invest in it intellectually. That's why if you don't learn how to invest in your growth, in your growth, you know, you see, you will always sense that feeling of growth, but you always be wishing and stay at the same spot. Increase will demand that you invest more in your spiritual life. Increase will demand that you invest more intellectually. That's where you get to the market and buy books. Now, I've talked about spiritual growth. That's where you buy Christian books and all that. Now, intellectually, you need to buy some books to invest in your career. Do you get the point? You begin to invest in intellectual growth, because sometimes what you just need to make more sales is just one knowledge that you need. Do you get the point? Sometimes what you need to promote what you are doing more is just an extra knowledge, an extra tip. An extra tip. And so when you sense increase coming, invest in your growth. Spiritual growth, intellectual growth. You might need to acquire more skills. Do you need to get more degrees? No, you'll be earning 40,000. And something is telling you it's time to earn more. You see, pray. Go for the promotion and all that. But think of, do I need to add an extra degree? I get the point. Do I need to add an extra skill? Do I need to take some more courses?
invest, when you invest your spiritual whatever, invest in the intellectual growth.
Hallelujah.
Now you invest also, for instance, I'm just giving as you can invest in when the Lord begins to call for you to take off to the next level. For instance, you can invest in your character development. I've kept saying this. I've seen the anointing work miracles for people. I've seen them use their character to scatter what the anointing did for them. Get the point? Character development. I won't say much. Are there things, because I'm coming to that shortly. Are there things that has been dragging you back? You may need to shake them off. Some of them are just your character. Some careless things you say. Some of us are so loose with our words. And some of these things can drag you back. It's not God that will hold them against you. Hallelujah. It's just what is on the earth. So you invest in such things. Another thing I normally say about is invest in your capacity. Capacity building. Normally, I talk about capacity, right? Enlarge your capacity. And I want to dwell a little here. You see, increase with demand that you must have capacity for you to sustain it. Most of us, what we lack is capacity. All-round capacity. Some of us, once we just stretch you a little, you snap. You're not ready. Some of you know that no billionaire you know sleeps for full 8 hours in a day. Do you know? As billionaires, I'm not saying you should not sleep. I'm just trying to give you an example. Use that as an example for stretching capacity. I bring it to ministry. You want to be a pastor that will take over the world, and yet you are so united with your bed, nothing can separate. You're not ready. You don't have capacity to take some things. Get the point? You don't have capacity to take. You need to stretch your capacity. So, you know, because you see, increase will bring a lot of things. Let me take it somehow. You should be able to preach on Thursday night, have your bath, go to work on Friday morning, work effectively, come back to church on Friday evening, preach. You know, it doesn't happen by prayer. It is capacity that you build. Some of you just do it after say, oh, Thursday night, everywhere just paining me. I can't even, you see how you are. You don't know that Lord increase my ministry means more platforms are opening up. You need to have capacity to face those things. And there's no that easier way to put capacity than to begin to stretch yourself. Some of you don't want skin pain. Nothing should stretch. You should learn to stretch yourself. Because every increase will bring more responsibilities to you. I was talking to some people this afternoon. If you are such a person that always responds easily to your appetite, you're not ready for increase. Small thing you want to do, you do it now. I feel like eating now. I must get food and eat. That's why you cannot fast. I want to sleep now. If no matter the message going on, even if it is Jesus preaching, I feel like sleeping now. Just bend your head and sleep off. Lack capacity. Hallelujah. I want to sleep now. Some people, you know, this strange. I'm going to say this. But you say, does it matter? Is it your business, Pastor? It's my business. If you're in a place, you can't sit down for 30 minutes. Because once you feel like easing yourself, you stand up. You must ease yourself. No. What happens to holding on? He said, does it matter? See, let me tell you. Once you have a loose appetite, you don't have a control of your appetite, it will affect many other aspects of your life. Even when it comes to your morality. Because when you want to eat, anything your appetite wants, you give it now. Where you want sex too, you will give it now. I know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you learn to hold back, learn to stretch. Your body can want sleep. That's why you cannot pray. Satan knows this is the easy thing. Once you just want to pray, just initiate sleep. You say, I cannot kill myself. No, sometimes you have to kill yourself. I get the point. Who says you can't kill yourself? Sometimes you have to kill yourself. Sometimes you have to get up from that bed and begin to pace around to pray. Because if you sit down there doing, you will sleep. Stop fooling yourself. We know. Stand up, stretch yourself beyond your limit. Increasing your career means more work. It means sometimes you have to stay up working. And I always tell you, things are not getting easier. I'm not saying things were tough. I'm only saying more responsibilities are coming. As you're growing in your career, you're growing in your business, you're growing in your ministry, you are going to have a family if you don't have one yet. And you will now have wife or husband duties.
you have father or mother duties added to your work and your ministry, and you need to build capacity. That's why some people, once they get married, ministry begins to suffer, because they don't have capacity to carry two things. I don't talk about it at all. Once they begin to invest and once they get committed to ministry, their family begins to suffer. I get the point. You must build capacity to handle everything and still be strong. I heard of a man of God, a bishop, is still alive now. There is a CEO over 8 companies, and is the one of the biggest churches in America. I don't want to call his name because I recorded 8 different companies. Yet, a pastor, and he handles it very well. The company is doing what church is doing well. It takes capacity. It's not. Paul said, "I labored more abundantly than they all." You need to have capacity to handle some things. And so when increase comes, it's time to enlarge your capacity to carry what will come with it. More work. Some of you, and I've been reading some testimonies, one of you, more doors have opened for you, right? Do you realize that those more doors that open, we are more stressed? Do you realize? More contrast. More stress. Must build capacity to carry them. It's not because some people, we pray for them to have increase in their business. They have increase. That increase is what to discourage them from church. Because we are now very, very busy. Since I got that job, I don't even have time for myself. My Bible is now, see, quit the job now. Because you are not ready for it. You get the point? Uh-huh. Say, Pastor, which one I say? I say you should have increase, I say you should quit our job. Yes, all of them. Because you need to have capacity to be able to handle, because increase will come, but increase means more work. More doors open unto me. More clients. I want to set up one more branch of my company. You think you will set it up and be watching it from Google? We'll be going there. Hallelujah. Promotion does not mean, some of you, you know, normally, I don't know, but for most companies, promotion in your workplace does not mean rest. It just means more money with more work. I didn't get the point. It means more one. Maybe you used to just work. Now you have to supervise one or two persons to be sure that doing fine. So you must enlarge your capacity. But I tell you, increase is coming. But you must prepare for it. It takes, that's why I say, life will adjust to your size. If you're not ready for increase, if you don't have the capacity, when it hits you, it will push you down and go back to where it's coming from. Hallelujah. So you must prepare yourself. Be intentional about it. I'm not saying just I'm preparing. Be intentional. As I'm saying this, you might begin to make up your mind on some things you're going to do. I'm going to take an extra course. I'm going to build more capacity. I'm going to do this and do this. I'm going to do this at least to set myself, get myself ready for what God wants to do with me. Before I became a pastor, I read every book on pastor that I ever laid my hands on. That was the year, some of you have followed me for long. That was the year I read 100 and something books. Some of you remember that year? 100 and something books in 1 year. I read everything that I could touch. That is 2 books per week. I get the point? That's 2 books per week. Because you must stretch yourself, because I knew what I was going into. You don't learn to shoot gun in the battlefield. Hallelujah. You don't enter the battlefield and are saying, say, I have days to shoot it to. There's a whole this place is called Trigger. Say, they're coming, show me. No. You get yourself set. Build extra strength, extra capacity. Some of you are a musician. The same mistake you've been making 2 years ago in the choir, you're still making it today. You've not left that level. Say, I can't do that part. Why can't you do it? The same mistake. He used to hook my voice. Change the key every year. What happens to getting better? Hallelujah. What happens to getting better? Instrumental is the same turn you used to play before. You see there? Turn. I can even play it. I can play it. But that's where you've been all the while. It's because you don't want to add anything to yourself. So it's time for increase. But it demands that you must work on personal growth. So first I said, invest in personal growth. Everything I've said, I've been around it. I'm going to say, begin to take steps in accordance. I like the way I put it in my notes. Take steps in accordance with your level.
Now, it's important you know your level in life and take steps in accordance to it. Now, don't try to, because we are talking about the increase, because I've seen people make these mistakes, don't try to act above you or act below you. Now, let me say this. You've been having meetings. Let me use ministry for instance. Meetings of 50 people. And then you begin to sense in your heart that the Lord will have you increase. Okay? Now, take steps that is an, you know, is across your level. It's true to plan for growth, plan for more. But to now go and rent a stadium that will take about 100,000 people, and you used to have 50 people, let me tell you what it's going to produce. It's going to produce frustration. Do you get the point? So you take step, the step for growth, but I just told them when we were paying 3.5 per month. Now we didn't jump from that 3.5 to where we are today. I didn't get the point. So if you take leaps, right, but in accordance with your level, because acting above you will frustrate you, and then acting below, some people probably that they plan below their level, but you're not plan below your level. You see, you always keep going down. But take steps that are above you, quite all right, but then in accordance with your level. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't know the answer to explain it. If you have you're living in one room apartment, just one room, not flat, one room, and then you're trusting, when you say, sir, I just sense when you are preaching this that I should leave that place, it's okay. But unless a special money drops, you should not sit down and begin to believe God that by next month I'm going to buy my own duplex and live in it. Now, is it possible? Yes, God can work such miracles. But I normally tell you, don't plan your life by miracle. Again, life is not lived by miracles. Life is lived by principle. I'm not saying you don't expect miracles, so you know what I'm saying? If you're planning a wedding, for instance, and what you have is 300,000, and you are trusting the Lord that before that wedding, somebody will give you 1 million. Believe the Lord for it, but plan around your 300,000. So that when the miracle comes, it will be an addition. Do you get the point? And so that you will not go under pressure. Hey, the miracle, the 1 million, where is it? No! Plan according to your level. Expect big things, quite all right. Are you getting the point? And so if you have a one room apartment, you should begin to make plans. Okay, I think what I have to do, I have to get a 2-bedroom flat. All right. Well, I'm believing God that this is going to happen. And so you begin to plan. So that if you try to make that jump, you see, you might end up frustrating yourself. And Satan can leverage your needs to make you believe that what you are saying is not true. Say, I don't say you buy a house. See, you are sitting in this room. But when you begin to take those small, small steps, those small, small giant steps, they are giant, but they are small. You know why I call them giant steps? Is because even though they are small, they are adding up to something. That's why I say I believe in the process. When you begin to take them, you are building something, your faith in God for bigger things. Have you noticed that when you begin to have small, small miracles in your life and you appreciate them, you are getting yourself set for bigger things that will happen? That's true, because you begin to, this happened, that happened. But when you have a lot of failed expectations, sometimes there are failed expectations because of what I'm telling you now. So much failed expectations. You have a lot and a lot and a lot of them. I tell you something, we're looking for, like in this Enugu now, the vision I've seen about this church in Enugu, I saw it in the year 2012. I saw the vision. I saw the building. I saw everything. Not in my heart, in the vision. But then, we did not come in here. And after 1 month, to say, let's build. We would have gotten frustrated. Because we just can buy one block and keep. You get the point? We can buy one block and keep. And start expecting and trusting the Lord that one day, something will happen. And what's going to happen? Guess what will happen? Huh? They will steal the block. They will steal the block. That's a demons are pushing. No, it's not demon pushing you. And I don't know why this is coming to me. I don't know whether I plan to say it, but it just came to me now. One of the things that will help you to begin to believe God and trust the Lord for bigger things is that you should learn to celebrate every small progress you make. It just came to me now. You see, if someone is celebrating that he made 1 million naira, but you just made an extra 10,000, celebrate it too. It's a progress you are making. It's not progress. Little where you are. Celebrate every small progress you're making. I'm thanking the Lord. Sir, do you know we held a meeting and we had 10,000 people in attendance? Well, thank God for you. But no, initially we used to have 10 people in our church, but now we had 15. God has been good to us. You know, this, you know, sometimes when you get discouraged because of where you are, I've said this over time, especially when I'm teaching your ministry. When you get discouraged because of where you are at the moment, what you fail to realize and appreciate is that you don't have the same process like any other person. You know, I told you about process, right? Now, I used to use this as an example when it comes to ministry. How many of you know evangelist Daniel Colender? No Colender? You know Daniel Colender? Who do you exactly know? Do you know P Square? Eh? Do you know Timaya? You don't know them. Do you know Colender? I heard that person should be knowing. Hallelujah. Now, Colender took over from Rehad Bonke. Now, by the time he was 26 years, the guy has ministered to hundreds of thousands, has led more than 1 million persons or 2 million people to Christ. 26. And now, you are 26 years. Have you even led yourself to Christ? Now, listen. Why was Daniel Colender able to achieve that kind of thing at that age? I can tell you a simple answer. Because of his ordination, he was ordained to take over from Rehad Bonke and ride on his wings. Now, it doesn't mean that someone that started alone and at 26, that's 20 people, is doing badly. Do you get the point? And so, if he's celebrating his progress at that age, you should celebrate your own progress. Once you are, I told you, make sure you are moving. That's the important thing. Don't just be one place. Make sure you are moving. Make sure that where we saw you yesterday is not where you are today. Follow the process. Now, I have left a message already. Amen. But then you begin to take steps in accordance to your level and celebrate those process. Celebrate the progress. You take the next step. Oh, initially it was just 2,000. Now you trust the Lord for more. And oh, it's now extra 3,500. Now when you share the testimony, say, I got 3,500. Say, at 3,500. Celebrate it and to begin to take steps in accordance with your level. Take steps in accordance, just keep moving, because increase is calling. Begin to take steps. And I said something during Race of Facts. Is it just fact? No, Divine Geography. I said it's only a foolish man that sleeps and sees a dream where he made money in his dream and wakes up and refuses to go to work. Because he saw a dream where he blew. He said, my dream. Hey, if you see my car, she naked. Then I said, let's go to work. He said, no, I've made it in life. You see that dream, eh? I'm not working. It's coming. It's not coming. It's going. Because when you sense that need for increase, what it is calling for is one, personal growth. Next thing, begin to take steps. Used to host a crusade, used to have 10 people, but now you are sensing it to your heart that the Lord will have you do more. What do you need to do? In the next meeting you are going to hold, rent a bigger hall. I get the point. You might not have to go and rent a stadium, remember? But rent a bigger hall. Something that is just bigger than what it used to be. I begin to take some steps. Used to produce like 100 flyers. We can now make 300 to 400 now. Are you following me this evening? Take some more steps. Take some more steps. Lord is saying it's time to increase your sales, maybe your business or something. I need to take some steps, just some extra things you need to do. Manage to sponsor a post a little more. Manage to talk to more persons. Just take steps in accordance with your growth. Hallelujah.
and begin to move. Then I'm going to say this because I want to round off soon. You see, this will call for another thing. Growth will call for, or increase will call for, that will call for more devotion and commitment. And let me say this: sometimes what it actually calls for is not even more devotion; it calls for a different devotion. You might need to change what you used to pay attention to before. I begin to pay attention to other things. What I'm talking about is, you might need to cut off some distractions. I said initially, some of us, what is holding back what you call increase currently in your life, in one word, is distraction. They're distracted. It could be friends. It could be social media. It could be some foolish hangouts. It could be football. It could be anything. When I was talking about investing in your growth, why is it that every time you subscribe your phone, you don't achieve anything? The website is there staring at you. You cannot download anything from that website. You are distracted by a lot of things. Facebook is calling. WhatsApp is calling. Hallelujah. And I was telling some people, somebody said, when you view my status on Facebook these days, because I'm careful, even no matter how big you think I am, every small distraction I notice, I don't like it distracting me. Somebody say, when you view my status these days, no, somebody actually says, you don't view my status again. I say, it's a lie. I view your status. Look at what your status is. I say, see, how did I disable that thing? I found out that, as some of it happens to you, if I put up a status, I always go there to check who has seen it. Do you do it? And it was becoming a very big, I can't figure out small things, but I just haven't seen it. So I disabled it. I will not see who has seen it. Don't see anyone. So I didn't do it for you. It's not like I wanted to be finished at the train. I didn't want to even know. So every small thing you notice, you cut it off. One of our people was writing an exam, and I don't know what happened. I put up a status, and then she commented on it. I just chatted up and I said, if I see you on this space again, so your exam is over. That's some things you don't do. If I see you anywhere, if you post, and I told her, see, if I post on a group, I can check who saw the message you delivered to the person's phone. If I check and I see that I delivered in your phone, you are dead. I don't want to see you anywhere, because sometimes you are the architect of your problem. Some unnecessary distractions. I'm pressing phone. I say, throw away your phone. Keep it anywhere. And sometimes these things will not even be for long. Just an extra 1 week of more devotion. Now, I was talking about growth. I was talking about increase spiritually, for instance. I said, for instance, for you to grow spiritually, no, for you to do more in your ministry, it means more spiritual growth, right? Do you know that studying the Bible more demands discipline? How many of you know that? That's an extra discipline. It demands removing distraction. So you might need more devotion. You might need more commitment. You might need more devotion. You might need more commitment. You might need to stay strong, removing distraction from your way. So cut off distractions. Why am I doing all this? And why am I saying this at this point? We are getting into the last lap of the year. You remember? And I told you we are going to run. And I'm talking about as a ministry, we're going to run. But remember, I told you something. Anytime the Lord is leading your local church to make a very big leap, leverage your needs and leap with them. It means that same increase that is coming to the church can happen in your own personal life. Now, I was with the pastor, the ministers yesterday, and we were talking. As I was trying to show them everything we're going to do before this year ends. Hallelujah. You know, this year just started. A lot will still happen. I'll tell some of you on Sunday. For instance, we're taking a crusade to somewhere in this Enugu this year, around October. A crusade somewhere called Jongo. Yeah, somewhere called Jongo. We're taking a crusade there, and after event, a lot of things. See, this year, many things will still happen. And we're planning for one of our first big citywide evangelistic events in this Enugu this year. It will still happen this year. And when we are talking about big things like this, start talking big too. As it is happening in our church,
It's happening to me too.
Increase is coming for you. So you might need to remove distractions from your way. More devotion, more commitment. Stay more focused to what you are doing. More focused.
God is saying it's time to take a leap, for instance, over your music career or your academics or your business. Do you know you might need to remove distraction?
You see those business books you've been downloading? Why have you not finished them?
I know why.
Those books have been downloading all the time. Send for me. You've not read one.
I'm talking to you by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's just something you need to remove from your way. Hallelujah. It could be a relationship too.
And whenever I mention relationship, I'm talking about a girl or a boy. I'm talking about both genders. It can be anybody.
Hallelujah.
Are you getting the point? There is some of you, I mentioned football too. No, I might say this jokingly. When people hear me talk about football, and they think I just wake up every day, and I say, oh, let me tell you, 3 over 4 of the matches I talk about, I don't watch. But let me shock you. All these Champions League they played, I didn't watch one. One. Do you understand me? But I discuss it. It's not, press your phone, see what they played, say, hey, they beat back at 8-2.
Yes, I know it happened.
You think I'll spend my time doing that? As if you say, football, you don't spend every time without knowing that football is not bad, but the guys playing like that, they're in their office. You get the point? That is their workplace, that's your office. Then you abandon your own work in the room, you are in the parlor. Say, hey! What are you doing?
You need to cut off distraction and stay more devoted and committed. Are you still here this evening?
Because increase is calling. The Lord is saying, break the camp and advance.
So I'm talking about everything. Spiritual life, academics, finance, everything. Everything. Let me close with just 2 extra points. I always like closing with this one. I'm talking about increase. Always say, trust the process. You know why I said that initially? One of the reasons I've always taught you, I'm trying to skip scriptures because of our time. I've always taught you, one of the reasons why many of us have stopped or do not see the increase we're looking for is we lack consistency. You remember I taught you on consistency, right? We lack consistency. We start and then we'll stop.
Anybody that starts and stops, will not reach anywhere. See, even if the progress you are making is that you are just adding one step per day, just be moving. Don't stop. Be moving. Now, I'm not saying this to ridicule anybody, but I know people in this same town that will started ministry to it. And because things were not going as planned, many of them stopped. Many of them. I know churches that have closed down in this town. As some of you know, they started, they stop. There's nothing different between those people and we. In one word, the only different thing is consistency. Many of us refuse to stop. I'm not sure I keep saying it, that there was a time in this ministry that we lost everything, lost a venue, that we changed our meetings to house, to people's houses.
We were about 3 or 4 then. You knew then, right? We'll come like 3 or 4 of us to just be inside the park. But it was a decision not to stop. And there are some things I cannot say about my personal life now, but I'll talk about them later. Because there are tough days too.
In the course of this ministry, I've had to sleep, not once, not twice, anyway. I don't always tell people. In a park, a motor park. But I had to preach somewhere the next day, and I didn't want to go back, and I didn't have a house there. So I had to sleep in a motor park, not once. And you will not see me come the next morning and say, I've suffered for you people. No, it's not even shaking me. Because I trust the process. Your beginning is permitted to be small. It's okay to start small. In fact, I said it, if you start small, you are in God's order. But your later end, your later end shall greatly increase. And so the key is consistency. You are putting out your business out there. It's only one client that is calling you. Continue. 2 will call you one day. The 3rd person will call one day. Some of you know, from that so far till now, you've seen what has happened to your life. Things have changed. Just consistently be putting it out there. Don't quit. You might need to change strategy. You might need to do something more. You might need to change your system, but just be moving. Hallelujah. Men of consistency. They always see big things. It will interest you to know that everything you see, you know, it was my stupid brother that said to me one day, and he said it, and I almost doubted it, but then it's coming from him. So I just have to believe it and think it through before I finally believe it and saw it was true. He said, there is no church in this nation that has more than, how did he even put it? That has more than, he called a number, that has a couple of thousands that have not lasted for more than 10 years. I said it and I was like, in my mind, I know churches now that those there for 2-3 years and there are thousands. And he now said, he said, I know you are thinking, he said, but some of them have been existing as a ministry. Did you get the point? As a fellowship. He said, for most of those people that are up to 10,000, 20,000, they've been here for a very long time. It's been many years of continually adding one block upon another block. You know what I'm saying? Many years of adding the next block upon the next block. The people that lose are people that quit. I get the point. By being consistent with what you do, you must see increase. And so what you started in January, that the lockdown interrupted. I'm talking to you by prophecy. That the lockdown interrupted, that you now stopped. You're not thinking of stopping. It's time to keep pushing. Are you getting me? It's time to keep pushing. Hallelujah. It's time to keep pushing. I'm talking to somebody by prophecy. Now some of you, you always keep starting new things. Abandoning the previous one you started. Something keeps telling you that it's this new one that is the way. That's a very wrong spirit. Don't be happy, always keeps ending what you started and starting a new thing. I just got it. You see this one, once I just apply it. You see the issue you encountered in the other one is coming for this one. Because remember, every new level has a new devil. Hallelujah. That's not doctrinally correct. I'm just saying no. But then there is always a fresh thing waiting for you. That's why I talked about building capacity. Build capacity to stay strong and stay consistent. Keep pushing. You do the first song with all the effort you put in. You played it in your room alone. You and your family members do the next one. The beautiful thing is that when the song, the one that will finally blow comes, you now gather all of them and make them an album. As people say, he released an album. The songs have been there. Hallelujah. By being consistent, you will see increase. You've been doing ministry. We've organized meetings that were attended by we and some goats. I'm not missing what some goats, not like human beings that are goats, real goats. In fact, it was one goat and the children. But then, I'm not joking, that meeting. Hallelujah. Let me celebrate Apostle KCSA. Praise God. Hallelujah. I said celebrating because we did those meetings together. But then the key, I remember the first time we set out to do a meeting. One meeting like that. We formed a foundation called Letter M Foundation. And I stopped laughing because I don't know the rema we got to get to that name. Now, but you see the point, that meeting I gathered more than 10 to 15 people to do that meeting. Ministers, sons, friends, all over the place. We all gathered to do a very massive meeting. We organized the meeting. We alone came for the program with one or two children. And some of the organizers did not even come for the program. Yes, it was that powerful. Now, after that meeting, everybody stop talking about the vision. You know, the truth of the matter, and the Lord, this is a story from that day, and the Lord said to me, when I was praying out, January after that thing happened, Lord said, you are not going to stop. But then you are going to consist, you are going to move again. But not with those people now. You get the point? Because I told you, anybody, remember I said when I started this teaching, I said, anybody that does not celebrate small things should not be your friend. People that are not easily despised, little church, they are just three. Leave them. They shouldn't be your friends. There are people in this ministry, as some of you that I celebrated today, because when we were not even a ministry, when we were still planning to be a ministry, you were there. Hallelujah. You must not celebrate small things. Some of them, they left. But you see, if you can consistently move, so trust the process and be consistent. If it's not yielding results now, once it is the right process. Now, I should talk about, I've talked about football a lot today, right? Maybe sometimes about football. There's a coach I love so much. You know the coach now? I love Pep Guardiola. Not because of anything, but I love his process, his pattern of coaching. I'm going to use him to teach you something. This guy, Thierry Henry, was saying something about him, about when he because Pep Guardiola is a very disciplined coach. I'm talking about process. He's a very disciplined coach. If he tells you to play here and play here and don't cross here, you better don't cross. Now, this is the problem many of us have now. He told Thierry Henry, look at what you play. You play around this place. This is your job in this match. Don't go beyond it. And then he went beyond it. Good thing was he went beyond it and scored a goal. Of course, you think the coach would have said, wow, he scored. Guess what? He changed him immediately for disobeying instruction, even though he got a goal. You know, when he was asked why, he said the process is more important than the results. And that's the truth. I get the point. Because it is by repeating processes that you get the same result over time. But some of us, all we want, that's why I said, the problem with our generation is we want to climb a tree from the top of the tree. Consistently be adding. Consistently be building something. I said that was the last thing, but that's not the last thing, Sha. Genesis 12 verse 1. I said this at Raise of Fact. I'm going to close with it. Talking about Abraham. Now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Verse 2. And I will make of thee a great nation. So the Lord told Abraham to move. But the Lord promised him that he was going to make him a great nation. Hallelujah. Now, how I closed in my note, I said, trust the blessing. I want to know that is a blessing for what we do. And as I'm going to close, because I'm going to impact, I'm going to speak some words over you. Hallelujah. Now, I told you something at Raise of Fact, that the blessing is not material. Do you remember that? How many of you remember this? The blessing is not material. The blessing is spiritual. The blessing of Abraham is righteousness by faith. Do you remember? But I told you, Abraham believed that same spiritual blessing and they had physical implications. Let nobody fool you. Being a believer has material implications. This is why I become heretic, amen. But you see, being a believer has material, physical implications. So this can happen to you because you're a believer. How many of you believe that? Things can happen to you. I said the blessing is not material, it is spiritual, but it can cause spiritual effects. Secondary effects. Now what I'm saying is this. Even as you are doing everything I'm saying, believe that God can, by his power, intervene in what you do, and with all your efforts put together, he will give you a leap. That's what the psalmist said. He said, by my God, I have leaped over a wall. Now, there's a part of process, hard work, very important. But there is the other part of by my God. And I believe for you, as you apply everything you said that we are praying, listen, you will have things that will happen to you that you will know this one is by my God. You cannot explain it away. By my God. By my God. So process, wonderful, do all those things. See, that's why the extreme of this teaching is to say you don't need to walk. You hear the point? Just believe God. The other extreme is to say it's only work you need. You don't know, it's a lie. You see, you can put in work. You should put in work. I've taught hard work all throughout this teaching now. Hard work, diligence, and all that. But you should also believe that God can change things. I just tell somebody, do you know that the Igbos have a saying? Na chuku na etine people for afifia. And you know that thing is true. I've seen it practically. How God will lift somebody from nothing. Crazy leaps. And I said to you by the Spirit, I said it before, I'm saying it again. You see, some of you have fallen down, but it was a spring. Do you know how people fall on a spring and then it throws them forth? It's going to happen to you. Because this downfall, you are going to spring up from here. From here. From here. So it's said, by my God, but by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God, Habalea, I have leaped over a wall.
Over a wall. Over a wall. Over a wall. I'll show you like two scriptures. Isaiah 51 verse 2. And then Matthew. Isaiah 51 verse 2. I believe God. I believe God.
He said, look unto Abraham. Remember this place. Your father. And unto Sarah that bear you. I called him alone.
Hey. You can start alone.
I called him alone. I blessed him and increased him.
So we see a model in Abraham. A model of a man that started alone. A model of a man that started a small ministry. Him, himself and his family. He was just alone. But God increased that man. When the Lord said, I increased him, believe God.
You know why? The Bible did not say, I called him alone and then he walked out and he was increased. Did Abraham walk out? Yes. But God said, I increased him. Matthew chapter 10 verse 28.
Matthew 28.
Can my being born again help me in my business? Let me just give you a simple analogy. Listen. How many of you know that by hard work, you can progress in your business? You know, right? Now, have you seen people visit native doctor? And he will help them over the same business everybody is doing. Now, it doesn't mean they will stop putting in hard work. They will still be coming to office and going back. But when they now bring that perfume they are selling, the perfume that was selling in tens will begin to sell in thousands. So trusting the Lord for help does not eliminate bad hard work. It only aids it. He said, and fear not them which is able to kill the soul. Okay, verse 29. Sorry, Mark, not Matthew. Sorry, forgive me. Mark 10:28-30. I like this place. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lord, we have left all and have followed thee. We left everything. I picked this because this was Jesus talking. We've left everything. And it looks like we are the ones losing. Because we will not engage in fraud. We will not cheat. We will see places we can get more money. We will not involve ourselves in the crime. We will not still go to 2G or G plus. We will not do anyone. We've left everything. We are doing ministry. The small one we have, we use it to host crusade. You get the point? And Jesus answered, verse 29. Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man, I believe Jesus, that has left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospels. Verse 30. He says, but he shall receive an hundredfold. Now listen, people normally say this is spiritual, that this is a spiritual blessing. No, don't be like that. A hundredfold now in this time. Not in the future. What shall he receive? Houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, and lands. Notice he didn't add wives. Because you don't receive wives. You receive one wife. But he said with persecutions. It's amazing how people believe that following Jesus can bring persecutions, which is what this verse preaches. And will not still believe that following him can bring houses, more brethren and lands. He said, in the world to come, so that is a future blessing, spiritual blessing, eternal life and all that. Is that clear? But he said, in this lifetime. And so, we've talked about increase. I'd like you to begin, I said this at Joseph, but begin to believe God that you can have increase. Begin to believe God that you can spring up and go beyond this level. You see, I believe it with everything in me, and I've lived and I've tested it. I told you something in school of faith. Faith is not just what we learn. Faith is a way to live by. We don't just learn first to talk it, we live by it. Begin to train your heart. I said it at this part again. Train your heart. What do I mean? Begin to test run some things. Say, now I need 5,000. I'm going to believe God for it. And I want to be able to watch how this one will play out. Are you getting me? Begin to believe God. Hallelujah. I believe the blessing. You remember where we came from? Hey! What did Abraham and Sarah believe? They believed righteousness by faith. Remember we saw that in Elizabeth, right? Right? But what Bob said, by Sarah believing that in her womb that could not carry a baby conceived. The promise was not that Abraham was going to have a child. The promise that God will send Jesus his son. By believing that promise, a dead womb carried the baby. Things can change for you. And you have to believe God for it. So put in all the work you have to. Be hardworking, the work, be diligent. Everything I've said here should be applied to the later. But in doing that, just know that nothing earthly is my source. Infinite Father is my source. I will never. Source. I heard this from Kenneth Copeland. He said, the dead depths ended in my life. Was there, he told me that God is my source. And I wrote that in my self, so in my status. I just said, God is my source. He just told that God is my source. Infinite Father
is my source.
Anything, say,
I will never
lack anything.
Anything.
Oh, I will never
lack anything good.
How many of you believe that this evening? So everything you are doing is not a source. Infinite. I like the word infinite. Infinite Father is my source.
I will never
lack
anything.
The class like you know it. I will never lack anything.
Let me
just sing it. We do like 3 more times. I'll be close.
Anything.
Oh, I will never. Say, I will never lack anything. Lift your voice and begin to say, I receive increase. Just go ahead and begin to say it. I receive increase. This last lap of the year spells increase for me. Let me hear you say it.
I will never lack anything good.
Just take your time. hear you. You have just 2 minutes to do that. You have 2 minutes to do that. You have 2 minutes to do that. I walk into increase. Begin to say, this thing in my hand. Though my beginning was small, my latter end daily increases.
Oh, I will
like you know what you are saying. Ashina taya 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 paretia.
I will never lack anything.
I see somebody in the spirit. You're lying down at your back, with your back. And the Lord said, he said, you're lying down and then you think that's your town moment. But I looked behind you, you are lying on a balloon. You get the point? On a balloon. The Lord said, just try to push back. He said, that balloon will bounce you off. Because what you think is your down moment now, it shall serve as a spring. It shall serve as a push. And I say to you, by God, by December, everything small in your hands now would have increased in the name of Jesus. Everything small in your hands now would have increased. And precious, I say, that stuff you want to start, by God, you've made plans, but in the name of Jesus, by December, is something bigger than you expected. I place in those hands the ability to handle those things. By my God. By God, everything small in your hands now, I cause it to increase. I cause it to increase. In the name of Jesus. Last scripture we're going to read. I want to pray with you with it. Pray for you with it, rather. We've read it before. Run us, touch it again. Talk in the Holy Ghost wherever you are. Inana manu malina na shina nana. I will never lack anything good. Jeremiah 30 verse 19. Let's look at it again. And that's the last we're going to look at today. Jeremiah 30 verse 19. And the Lord said, you should go home with that word and keep saying it. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voice of them, and you're going to personalize it like we did before. Say from me. No, you're not talking. Say from me shall proceed thanksgiving. I will make merry. God will multiply me. Hey, my men will not be few. He will glorify me. I will not be small. I brought this to push you to begin to run for the last end of the year. For the last lap of the year. Begin to run. He will multiply you. You shall not be small. And so it's okay to start small. But though my beginning was small, but my latter end shall greatly increase. And I speak of, if you're a minister here, receive increase in whatever you do. If you're a minister here, receive increase in your ministry. Every business here receives increase. And like I declared, beginning of the year, I say it again, half the time, says the Lord, I will shorten time for your sake. Things that should have taken 1 year to fulfill, I declare, in these four months, time is shortened for your sake. I said, time is shortened for your sake. And so what do? Take off. Take off. says the Lord, take off, take off. For what people call time wasted shall no longer be seen as time wasted. It shall be seen as a season of preparation. But it looks like you've wasted time. Oh, but you are gathering capacity. You are gathering roots. For suddenly, men shall begin to say from nowhere. But you shall say, no, it's not from nowhere. I've been here. I followed the process. So I didn't come from nowhere. I've been here. For says the Spirit of the Lord, that increase we've been speaking about, I bring it your way. As you invest in that personal growth I've led you to do, to invest in, it shall come mightily your way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, you can laugh about that right now, yeah? Hallelujah. 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 I wanted to have more time to pray, but our time is spent. You know, we started late, right? Hallelujah. But just guess everything I said here. I believe the Lord. I know I've thought on this before, right? Exactly this. Same notes, same scriptures. The Lord said, go by it exactly that same way. Because I believe something is happening right now, and you will not be the same again. You remember? How many of you have seen, it's not faith or in the spirit? Since after the raise of fact, and we said what we said, you've seen tangible, not spiritual, now physical increase. Let me see your hand. Tangible physical increase. Like, I'm talking about, like, okay, you've seen financial increase tangibly. Because these are the words God gave us. I'm saying this for you to know that as always has been, I don't have mere words. Everything I say is what God is saying. And if you can believe it, it will settle you. Remember? For God is not a man that he should lie. No, the Son of Man that he should repent. Has he said it? Has he said it? He will bring it to pass. How many of you believe that this evening? Hallelujah. It's a season of increase. Amen. So how do you step into September? Ready to run. Ready to run. It's a new day. Hallelujah. You see this last lap of the year. One of the things God said to me, and I want you to key into it. Nobody who was looking for a job at the beginning of this year, in this ministry, will end this year jobless. Nobody. He said, you will not. There are things the Lord, things are vetted as covenant with God. Nobody in this ministry will end jobless. Your dream job, remember, on your terms.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.